Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Next week's farm bill negotiations and a new NAFTA accord can't come soon enough for producers suffering one of the worst economic downturns in years. USDA Chief Economist Robert Johansen described just how bad conditions are in agriculture during a recent call with reporters on USDA's tariff rescue package.
Net farm income is down about more than 50% since 2012 in real terms. The 2018 forecast is down again from last year. And in real terms, our estimate for net farm income over the next 10 years is expected to continue to decline.
Johansen says continued retaliatory tariffs will hamper the ability of farm income to recover, further hurting the bottom line.
Borrowing is up 21% since 2012. Total farm debt is forecast up to levels that not seen since the peak in the 1980s. Interest payments as a percentage of net farm income has also risen from 2013 to 2018 up to 26%, and that's the highest value we've seen since 1988.
Add to that what Johansen bills, illegal retaliatory tariffs, and the situation grows grim, pointing to the need for trade aid. But more importantly, farm groups argue better trade deals and a new farm bill. Johansen suggests things will get worse before they get better.
The amount of trade lost by the tariffs will lower demand for U.S. production and in turn lead to lower U.S. prices.
The situation adds to the urgency of farm bill negotiations that start Wednesday and intense administration efforts to meet a NAFTA deadline this week with Canada after brokering a deal with Mexico. Lawmakers met this week on the farm bill, making good progress. However, major differences remain between the House and Senate bills that the conference committee will address next week. Congress returns next week with 16 days in session scheduled for the Senate in September and 11 in-session days in the House of Representatives. That means differences in the farm bill must be ironed out quickly to pass the bill before the current one expires at the end of September. Agriculture Chair Pat Roberts told Bloomberg some real progress was made, including the nutrition title. However, Debbie Stabenow, the top Democrat on the panel, indicates there is much work left to do. Stabenow says there are big differences between the House and Senate farm bills, not just nutrition, citing specifically the commodity and conservation provisions. The House version of the bill includes work requirements for recipients of the Nutritional Assistance Program and Freedom Caucus members in the House. The same lobby that voted down the farm bill earlier this year say, "We want what we have in the House farm bill." The trade war with China means a lower forecast for the value of U.S. beef and pork exports next year. The Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service said in its latest quarterly situation and outlook report released this week that forecasts total exports of beef, pork, dairy, poultry, and other livestock products combined are expected to decline $300 million to $30.3 billion next year compared with 2018. Beef is projected down $100 million as growth in volume is offset by lower values, and pork is forecasted down $300 million despite volume growth. USDA says the lower values are expected due to weaker demand and the pressures from retaliatory tariffs. Exports of poultry and poultry products are forecast at $100 million higher to $5.3 billion due to elevated prices and volumes for most products. Make sure you stick around. There is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.